Thursday morning. It's Tony and Emma. It's great to be here. What are you doing now?
I'm deep breathing.
I can see that.
A little bit stressed. You know, when you feel a little bit on edge. And I thought if I just continue to take deep breaths and everything will be okay.
The show has only just begun. Why are you deep breathing? What's occurred?
Oh, you know, like when you get up in the morning, you're in a real rush. Now, we have to get up super early in our house because obviously I have to be here to do the show. And Milo's had one of those little accidents.
Great. He's going to love this when he gets older. Yeah, here, Mum, do you remember when you told everyone on international radio that I wet the bed?
It doesn't happen very often. He's obviously in a really, really deep sleep.
Righto.
Anyway, he's like, Mum, the bed smells. I'm like, oh, God, of course it does. Right, take the sheets off. And then it's also gone through onto the duvet. So this is not just a little accident. This is one of those accidents that you just dread having to sort out in the morning before you're running out the door. So I've stripped all the bed sheets off. And the only thing that I could think of to do, because the duvet doesn't fit in our washing machine, it's too big.
Same problem I've got. I mean, I don't know what to do with it. Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, anyway.
So I sort of shallow filled the bath. And this morning I've just had to leave it in soak in the bath. The problem is I know that now, obviously, I can't put it in the washing machine to spin it or the tumble dryer or anything like that. It's just going to take ages to dry, isn't it? And I remember the last time this happened was a good few years ago, and I did the same thing and I ended up like draining all the water out of the bath and then treading in it. You know, like where you used to tread grapes in the Greek olden days? It was like that with a duvet.
Righto. I'm glad I don't live in your house. I would have just binned it and bought a new duvet, but that's the differences between you and me. You'll make grapes out of your duvet. Me, I'm in Dunelm straight away. I need a new one of those. Thanks very much, because that one stinks. This is Tony and Emma. This week is zipping along, isn't it? It's flying. Some weeks they fly by and other weeks take ages. Like last week, for example, for me, went really, really slowly. This week, shot by.
Yeah, no, all of mine seem to shoot by. As soon as January's out the way, because I think January's like a long month.
No, I get that in November.
Yeah. Oh, okay. No.
November for me takes 3 years.
Oh, my goodness. That is long.
Yeah. Okay. It's the longest month of the year for me. And nothing really happens either. You're like, come on, is it Christmas yet? No, it's still November the 3rd.
Oh, it's a limbo month.
Anyway, you're very welcome. If this is the first time you've tuned in, I'm Tony Gibbon, and she over here.
I am Emma Saint.
That's right, you are. And together we are Tony and Emma, and it's great to be part of your morning routine. We'd love to be part of your morning routine. Anything you hear on the show and you want to comment on, you absolutely can. You can WhatsApp us. We've got our own special number, which is 07706300565. Or you can email, and they'll pop up on Emma's screen, because I can't be trusted with this kind of shenanigans. Emma, how does everybody email you?
It's at studio@tonyandemma.co.uk. We love getting your emails. And obviously, if you do WhatsApp us, we keep telling you at the moment to leave us a voice note, because we love these as well. And they're really simple that we can play out on the show. So if you fancy a little shout out, maybe you've got a birthday coming up or you just want to say hello to someone, perhaps the kids are getting ready to leave the house and they want a little shout out as well. That is what you need to do. Leave us a voice note. And that WhatsApp number again is
07706300565. We are your new wake-up call. We're Tony and Emma. And the funniest thing happened yesterday. So my son Dexter is 10. He's doing drum lessons, right? He does it at school.
I love this.
And he also does the drum lessons with a proper drum teacher. They're trying to get him to learn music, proper music now, right? Mm. But what happens is, so I went in once, and now I've been told that I was a bit over keen, so I've got to stay in the car when he goes to drum lessons, right? And so he came out last night with his drumsticks and his music and stuff, and I'm like, yeah, here we go. And he gets in the car and he goes, I said, what have you been playing? He goes, well... And he tells me all the songs, right, which, of course, he thinks he's just discovering. Well, he is discovering for the first time, but, I mean, these songs are timeless and have been around for years. He said, there's this band, yeah, called Queen. And I'm like, yeah. And he goes, I've got this song. He goes, we will rock you. I'm like, yeah, I know. He goes, how'd you know it? I went, well, everyone knows that. And then he carries on. He was like, Dad, you know a band called The Cure? I'm like, yeah. Any minute now, he's like telling me old bands that he thinks are super old to him, of course. Some of the mums and dads listening were like, no, not old. I mean, next he's going to tell me there's a band called Coldplay or something, and I'll be like, really? But it is just, it's a revelation to see him passionate about this stuff. And so I said to him, oh, what have you got to do then, right? So he's got his drumsticks, and he starts drumming on the dashboard of the car. And I'm like, careful, mate, airbag, airbag. You're going to hit a cymbal in a minute and take your eye out. This is Tony and Emma.
I have got such a surprise for you.
Oh, yes.
There is this amazing app, okay, that I found. And it's basically where supermarkets, you know, they get rid of like so much food. So much gets wasted.
I hate seeing this. Especially if you go to like one of the posh garages, you know, and they've got like the big wheelie bin out the back and they're just throwing sandwiches in. Yeah. It's like, what are you doing that for? Just go and find a load of homeless people or people who are struggling or whatever. Or the hospital. I mean, there's loads of things you could donate that food to.
So many things.
Really does my head in.
And the thing is as well, is with the cost of living and everything else, you know, we are constantly looking for bargains, aren't we? I love a bargain. I am a bargain hunter to the max. And this new app, basically, you can pay anything kind of between like £3 and £5 or something. And it allows you to go to a supermarket and pick up a surprise bag. So, you know, like a goodie bag, like a lucky bag, lucky dip. And in your bag will be the contents of, like, you know, loads of different things that that they were gonna get rid of, but you get like a surprise bag.
Right.
I got a bag, okay, last night. I went and picked one up because I was so intrigued, and I had to record it as I was opening it because I was so excited. I was like a child in a sweet shop, and this is what happened.
3 Dairy Milk flake yogurts. Oh, the kids will be impressed. We've got some pork pies. We've got some spring onions, fresh tiger loaf, and a packet of chicken.
Wow, sounded like you got yourself one hell of a bargain there.
I did. I loved it. It was just literally like having a lucky dip, and you never know what you're going to get. So I'm going to do it again.
If they can combine this app with one of the dating apps, I might be able to find my third wife. This is Tony and Emma. What are you eating now?
Oh, it was a cream egg.
Brilliant. You're the only person I know that would smash a cream egg for breakfast on a Thursday morning. It's not even Easter.
There's nothing wrong with that. Yeah, but they've brought them back out again. And get this, if you have one that's half white chocolate and half the dark chocolate, they're giving away like £10,000.
Somebody told me about this the other day and I got completely confused and thought it was a Kit Kat. So I bought a load of Kit Kats and it turns out that it's not
Kit Kat.
It's Cadbury's cream eggs.
Yeah. It's cream eggs, yeah. So I keep getting cream eggs. So I just thought, you know, I'm hungry. I have one for breakfast.
I've got some facts on Cadbury's. When do you reckon they first made an Easter egg?
In the war, 19 something.
You don't even know when the wars were, but no.
No, I do.
18, I do. You're looking for 1875, Cadbury's made the first Easter eggs.
1875?
Yeah, but then they came up with the idea of filling the egg in 1923, which is still before the Second World War for you.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. How many Cadbury's cream eggs do you reckon they shift in a year?
God, loads. I don't know, a billion.
No,
I don't
500
know.
Million Cadbury's cream eggs are shifted in a year.
God, that's nuts, isn't it?
That's crazy. And there are 25 varieties. I didn't know this.
25?
Obviously, yeah, the most popular one is that caramel weird thing that you've just smashed for your breakfast. And that came out in the 1990s. Right, let's find out how you eat yours, because that used to be the old advert, didn't it, on TV?
Oh, yeah,
how do you
that.
Eat yours? And I was like an egg? So let's find out how you eat your Cadbury's cream egg. WhatsApp us now, 07706300565, or you can email Tony, or you can email studio@tonyandemma.co.uk. Your messages, we get some in, come on, they'll be on next on Tony and Emma. We're talking Cadbury's cream eggs on the show today, and we're asking an all-important question, Emma, which is...
How do you eat yours? How did that man used to do it in the advert? Because I remember that as a kid.
Well, there's some people that did it in a really posh way, like it was an old-fashioned boiled egg where they would, like, try and
how
cut the top off.
How do you eat yours?
And then other people just, how do you say this at breakfast time? Just
shove it in?
Yeah, that'll do.
Add it yours.
any expression I'm thinking of could probably get us taken off the air, so best I just don't say that. Let's go to your messages instead. Here's what you've said about how you eat your own Cadbury's cream egg.
I split it in half and scoop out the middle and then eat the chocolate afterwards.
I can't eat a cream egg because the colours mesh and I can't eat the colours separately, so I can't eat a cream egg.
Oh, well, I bite off the top, suck out the middle and then eat the rest if I can. It's a bit sickly.
Is she single? This is Tony and Emma. I've got a guessing game for you.
Oh, I love games. Okay, go.
A study has revealed our favourite nostalgic Disney film of all time, but which one is it, Emma?
Little Mermaid.
That's
Beauty
good,
the Beast.
But no, it's not. Hang on,
give me a clue.
It's old, obviously, because it's nostalgic.
Okay, Jungle Book.
Yes,
yes.
Done.
Oh my goodness, yes.
It's The Jungle Book that we love to watch over and over again, topping the list of movies which we fondly remember from our childhood. The film was released in 1967, and the story, as we know, follows Mowgli, an orphan child raised by the wolves.
Mowgli?
Yeah.
Mowgli? It's Mowgli.
Well, it's Mowgli where I come from.
No, Mowgli. It's Mowgli. You know, he's the king of the jungle. I'm the king of the swing.
Yeah, no, I've seen it.
Yeah, oh, we've got to get his name right. It's Mowgli, surely.
I'm sure it's Mowgli.
I feel like I want to watch the film again now,
yes,
just so we can see.
Yes, this weekend we're going to now watch it. And if it's, I tell you what, if it's, what do you think it is? Mowgli.
No, wait, I've got to find a clip. I need to find a clip and see what it is, because that's really going to bug me. Ah, I can't find it. I know there's one somewhere. I can't find what I'm looking for.
By the time Emma finds this clip, Mowgli will be drawing his pension. We'll see you tomorrow. This is Tony and Emma.
Is it shaken or stirred?
Oh, come on. Tell them. I've got the gossip. Yes.
So, Aaron Taylor-Johnson has been formally offered the opportunity to play the new James Bond. Now, this has thrown my conspiracy theory, that's the word I need, isn't it, out of the window, because did you watch the last one?
Yeah.
The final ever one, where everyone sat in the cinema at the last bit and went,
Well, that's the final Daniel Craig story, but the new James Bond saga will be a completely different story arc.
Yeah, so it's okay for Daniel Craig's
Bond.
I felt like it was over.
Well, it is for Daniel Craig. That Bond's dead. So the new Bond won't relate to those stories. So the character will be...
I know, but that was the bit. That was why everyone was so disappointed.
I thought it was brilliant. I loved all of the Daniel Craig saga of James Bond. I think was sensational. I think he may well go down in history as the greatest Bond of all time.
Do you think?
I don't want to knock this fella before he's had a chance of playing the character, but I just mean Daniel Craig was superb.
Oh, he was. Daniel Craig was amazing. But Aaron Taylor-Johnson, yeah, so he's 33. He's like a little bit younger than me, but I could definitely date him, you know? He hasn't accepted the role yet, officially.
It's not a role you turn... Come on. If somebody rings up and says, hello, yeah, we'd like to formally offer you the job as James Bond, you don't go, hang on a minute.
Playing it cool.
I might be a bit busy, to be fair. Don't really like tuxedos.
he's at the bar ordering martini that's shaken, not stirred.
Studio before they could put the phone down. If someone rang you up and said, do you want to be James Bond? You'd be like, what? I'm in. Yay! Good luck to him, I say. Aaron Taylor-Johnson isn't a household name, I don't think, right now, but give or take a few months, there won't be any way you can go on the face of planet Earth without knowing this fella. Good luck to you, mate. This is Tony and Emma.
It's Free Friday! On a Friday, I get a free shower.
I wondered why you just shouted out, it's Free Friday. What do you mean, it's Free Shower Friday?
Free Shower Friday.
Right.
Every Friday.
And how do you manage, where do you go and get a free shower on a Friday?
So, Milo has a swimming lesson every Friday at like about 5:30 at our local gym. And I always take his pyjamas or whatever, get him showered, get him in his jammies, and then we're all ready to go home.
Right.
But I started to think, do you know what, actually, we're here for a little while whilst he does his lesson. I just take mine and Evie's pyjamas as well, our onesies, and then we can get in the showers as well, wash our hair and everything, dry it, get in our pyjamas, and then go home again. So every Friday...
Well, so you all go to the gym, you go and have a shower whilst Milo's swimming...
Yeah, me and Evie, we go and use the showers.
This is actually, whilst it sounds a bit weird, it's actually genius.
It's great.
Because
there's
three lots of water you're saving, and you've got the kids already ready to go to bed.
And get this is amazing, right? It gets better, dibs, right? So my shower at home, it's not the most powerful shower in the world, you know? It's not great. It's a bit drippy. But the ones at the gym, full-on power shower... Like, full-on power shower. So we sit there in the showers. Well, like, stand there, whatever. In the shower for, like, a good 20 minutes whilst Milo's having his little swim.
Nothing feels better. I call this the same as when you're in a hotel. Nothing feels better
than
a nice, warm shower wasting somebody else's water. And
absolutely.
I know all the eco lovers will be going, oh, it's horrific. Well, I love standing in a power shower for at least 20 minutes going, la, la, I'm not paying.
Yeah, and I've paid for swimming lessons, so I figure, you know, it's okay. It's fine. It's free, it's shower, it's Friday.
Brilliant. Okay, everybody's on side apart from Greta Thunberg. Thank you, Emma. This is Tony and Emma.
We're excited because it is Friday at last.
That's right. And yesterday, Emma, I got myself into a road rage incident, which I actually was my fault. So I was apologising because someone was road raging at me. And I thought, oh, yeah. And I thought, this is my fault. You know when you bang to rights and you're kind of in the car going, yeah, I've definitely pulled out in front of this woman here. And then I realised that, hang on a minute, after I'd apologised, because she was gesturing and doing all kinds of signs at me, right?
Oh, dear.
I then looked about the... And she was coming the wrong way down a one-way street. And I was
that's the sort of thing I'd do.
But then I wanted to go back and go, no, I want to take my apology back now because it wasn't my fault. But she'd driven off and I was really annoyed for the rest of the afternoon.
Of a woman.
I was telling everyone that I bumped into, I was saying, I apologised to this woman earlier and she was coming down the wrong way street the wrong way.
Are you sure?
Yeah, because
you didn't apologise because you thought, hang on a second, this lady is hats.
No, because it's usually me that's in the right. So I know I was right because I doubled back and went back and checked. And Dex was like, can we just go home? And I was like, no, I've got to find out if I was in the right. And I was. So there you go. You're driving that Renault. Right. So, going to take me days to get over this. This is Tony and Emma. What are you doing this weekend, Emma?
So I'm going to be told off at football first, because I always am. We have to wear this special bib thing. You know, the parents go and watch. I'm not allowed to wear the special bib thing because I'm the loudest parent there. And the bib thing is to stop parents shouting out and getting too rowdy. But what? I get told off every single week.
Hang on a minute. Why is wearing a bib going to stop you shouting out?
No. The person who wears the bib has to stop the other parents from shouting out and getting too rowdy. But Come on, Milo, get the goals!
I can't handle this. I mean, my son does basketball and it's just a quiet affair, really, to sit on the side. There's 38 kids bouncing basketballs, so you can't hear anything anyway, even if you were shouting out. But
well,
I can't be done with this.
That's the first thing I'm doing.
Right, and then what are you up to?
Then I'm going
to
be a professional photographer because Evie's got an aerial hoop competition and I offered to take the photos for them.
Oh, what now? And what's an aerial hoop competition?
Oh, she does aerial hoop. You know, like circus skills where they hang from a hoop on the ceiling.
This doesn't seem to be the most sensible thing to do with your young child. Why don't you hang on this hoop from the ceiling? I'll be fine. I'll see you later in A&E.
Yeah, it's fine, but I offered to take the photos. Then I'm going to become Dale Winton as I run around like supermarket sweep, you know, because we're going to be in a bit of a rush. Before becoming Mum of the Year, because then I said that we could go out for dinner and they could have extra ice cream because they did good in their parents' evening. So that's like tick for me. And then I'm going to turn into a taxi driver as I ferry the kids off the next day to their different clubs and things. And I'm finishing my weekend when I literally turn into Sleeping Beauty. And that's not me going to sleep at night time. That's actually me going to be Sleeping Beauty.
Is anybody else tired just listening to Emma's weekend? My weekend's going to consist of catching up on Death in Paradise. This is Tony and Emma, and we've got a load of messages, I see.
We have. Don't forget you can WhatsApp us on 07706 300 565 if you want a shout out, or you can email us at studio@tonyandemma.co.uk. We've got to say hello to Lynn Gardner. She's celebrating turning 50 with friends and family. That's amazing.
Happy birthday, Lynn.
Happy birthday. Hello to Annie Banks. Looking forward to a spa day with her bestie Jenna this weekend.
Oh, and I don't get them. I mean, I know women love that kind of thing. Spa day. No, I can't be done with it either. When I used to be married both times, we had to traipse off to very many different spas all over the place. And I'm one of those people that's really, I'm easily bored.
You've got ADHD, that's why.
Yeah, you lay on the sun lounger inside. What's the point of this? Right? By the pool. And you're like, I'm bored now. And they don't let you bring your phone because you're not allowed your phone now because you're not allowed to take a photo. They think you're going to start taking pictures of people in their swimmers. Well, I'm not. Just wanted to check Facebook, Your Honour. Right? So you can't have your phone. And then
we're never going to one of those because we would just be an absolute nightmare. Everyone.
But have a great time, Annie and Jenna. I'm sure you're going to have a lovely time. Just not for us. Just not for us. I've got one for you. This just flashed in now. Hello to Carl Walker. He's 21 all over again. 21 plus VAT.
Oh, happy birthday.
Is it Carl? Well, I know. Happy birthday to you. Look, have a beautiful weekend. Don't forget to download the podcast and we'll be back with you Monday morning. Have a great one.
See you later.